Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's 1776 all over again. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jason in Washington and Sirius, Brian, John, Dan, Philip, Ronnie, Bobby, Rhonda. We're going to all of you. Let's go to Jason in Washington. Go ahead, Jason.
How's it going, Alex?
Good,
first-time
sir.
Caller.
Welcome.
I've seen many of your documentaries and I've read your book also. I want to talk a little bit about Frank Shepard Fairey. For those of you who don't know, he's the front man for the Obey propaganda campaign, the same guy who did the Obama Hope poster.
And he's the guy that for like a decade had Andre's Got a Posse, that people who wonder why they see Andre the Giant with the word Obey, that's him.
Yeah, I mean, even George Orwell taught us to beware of the sign on the wall reading Obey, you know.
But yeah, now he turns out he everything's communist red stars. It's sold in the shopping malls everywhere. He makes the Lenin-esque posters of Obama looking out. And again, that's the phony foundation, phony left rebellion. The elites know the people are going to rebel against their fascist model. So they create the socialist communist model of false rebellion to suck us into it.
Yeah, I've been studying propaganda, art, psychology, society for some time now, and I work for one of the largest Obey retailers in the world, and I've watched this whole Obama cult phenomenon play out slowly, and how they're trying to control how we think, how we act, and shaping the young public opinion, mostly in politics. I've been exposing Shepard Fairey and all of his plagiarized propaganda for the last 2 years now, and trying to show the dumbed-down people that he is using the same power used by the ruling elite of our society, giving us a mass psychology test. And for those who fall into the trap through the propaganda, the final grade is Armageddon.
Yeah, notice on his site, he wants everybody to print and post his crap. And what I've done is I'm declaring war on Obama's poster teams. He was in the Washington Post telling people to stick his posters on stop signs. I'm saying follow the law, don't do that. Notice, though, that's okay. But so if you put up red stars and Obama... And then I notice he sells little Red Brigade toys, little Kamazars. The Kamazari, the political speech police, are the good guys on his site. Go ahead.
Shepard Fairey knows the agenda. He's a frontman for a huge, dangerous cult following. I mean, all you need to do is look at his symbolism. His Obey logo is a star with a circle around it. What does that remind you of?
The communist.
Or a pentagram as well.
Guys, go back to the image you had on screen a minute ago, the Red Brigade Kamazar. I mean, on his site, the Kamazars are good. They're going to teach you what you can say. They're going, because, you know, they're going to teach you good. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
All of his ideas, I'm sure you've seen John Carpenter's They Live.
Yes.
I mean, that's sort of where all of his foundation comes from for the Obey propaganda campaign.
Well, also I see the death rune on his site. Most people don't know the peace symbol is actually the death rune, or the rune of death, the eugenics symbol.
All of it. I mean, Shepard Fairey is a Satanist, and he's working for the elite, and he wants our minds.
So you work for him still, or you're now left his organization?
I'm in the process of leaving the organization. I still work for one of the largest retailers that sells his clothing line.
Well, notice how he was always anti-corporate, and these guys that always are anti anybody selling their material, they're libertarian, but then they are the corporate guys that the media supports and their stores are everywhere?
Oh, of course. He's a total sellout, too. So.
Yeah, well, I mean... It's not a sellout if you're successful and maintain your message. But his message has been Big Brother-esque all along. And that's the big joke, is they put out the Obey posters about submission to tyranny, and then it's supposedly anti-establishment, and then he makes these Stalin-esque posters. Good to hear from you, caller. Good to hear from Jason in Washington, Sirius and others. Your calls straight ahead. This is the authentic rebellion. This is the InfoWar.
Hello, friends. This is Al.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls. Coming up, I want to read part of, most of, Larry Flint's open letter to the American people in the Huffington Post. Very, very interesting. Some other news. Mexico decriminalizes small-scale drug possession. See, it was nice for the government to control the drug dealing until things got out of control. And so now they're being forced to decriminalize because they know that will lessen the war that's going on. Also, artificial life is only months away, says biologist Craig Vintner, Times of London. CBS to run video ad in magazine this fall. That's the future. Your magazines are just going to be plastic filament that has a small chip in it that transmits through it like a TV screen the news articles. It's 20-year-old technology. It's now being phased in. Very exciting. We'll cover some of that. Also, more on the flu, how the establishment's hyping that up. But right now, let's go back to the call. Cyrus in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Cyrus.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Alex, I'm calling regarding an email I sent you earlier today. Yesterday morning, I attended a CDC-sponsored symposium regarding the swine flu. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that.
I've been getting a lot of emails, and listeners have been sending me video of CDC federalization brainwashing meetings where they train everybody to go under Pentagon, Department of Defense, regular Army control, mass graves. Again, we got laughed at 8 months ago. Now it's all over the news. The mass graves and incinerators are good. And then even if the feds don't launch this bio attack in the fall, they're setting the pretext for control. But tell us what you saw at this meeting.
Well, at first, you'll be happy to know a lot of people were talking about Alex Jones, and there were a lot of really informed people about what were going on. There weren't too many people that were in the dark, at least who attended the meeting that I was at. The meeting was billed as sort of an informational meeting for the public. But once we got there, almost immediately, it seemed to me it was sort of a public opinion survey, like a Nielsen sort of
survey.
That's
a focus group. No, they're finding
out exactly
if the slaves are going to not notice when their kids, have convulsions and get Guillain-Barré's.
Exactly correct. It was a focus group, down to the point where they gave us each electronic buttons and asked us to answer certain questions that they read to us, which I didn't participate in that end of it at all.
By the way, we've confirmed what a caller gave us a tip on Friday. At Boston, Logan, and other airports, they're taking DNA samples, scrapings off people's hands, to get us ready for DNA databases that the feds already admit they want to make for all Americans. They're taking blood from all babies at birth, putting in any illegal databases. That's now mainstream news. But I just wanted to confirm before I forgot that they're using this flu thing just as a cover for total federal takeover. Go ahead.
When I got there, there was a woman who tried to make a point regarding something that happened in Texas. Apparently, there's a school district down there that wants to have the swine. You talk about this quite regularly, by the way. A school district down there that wants to make mandatory the swine flu vaccine before the children can attend school this fall. And the narrator tried to shut her down, which I jumped in right at that point. And after I sort of spoke up, the audience, it turned into a little bit of a town meeting, if you will. And so that nonsense stopped right from the get-go. But once that portion of the meeting calmed down, one of the narrators came to me, I guess because I was a little bit vocal, and actually introduced me to both the CDC head, who is a PR person, not a scientist, but a PR person, as well as a woman from the state of Pennsylvania. Her title was director of, bear with me for a second, director of the Office of Public Health for Preparedness of Pennsylvania. Her name was Sharon Fitzgerald. And I asked her directly whether Pennsylvania was a signatory to the Emergency Health Preparedness Act, which, as you know, was passed some time ago by President.
Yeah, the Model States Emergency Powers Act, yeah.
Yes, sir. And she wouldn't answer me directly. She said she'd have to check with her legal department before she could answer. But
Well, a lot of states didn't pass accompanying laws to index into the federal, to nexus in, but they still have the bureaucracies that take federal money have implemented. And then the feds themselves, first the feds get us federalized, then they are under UN level 6. The World Health Organization admittedly is running this. So we're under UN control, and the UN bragged back in April, this is a great for global governance.
Well, one of the reasons I asked her about that, because I had seen another meeting, I think through your website at InfoWars, where a gentleman from the Department of the Navy who worked for the CDC had said that martial law or wouldn't be declared nationally. It would be sort of up to the states to implement, and it would be through that Emergency Health Powers Act, which is what...
But see, that's true, but it's not. Everything with these guys is a very slick language of lies to protect them liability. The states have signed agreements with the feds that when the federal emergency management liaison to the state preparedness directorate, when they tell them to go to it, the state then goes, aye, and flips the switch. So it's all legalese games they're playing. But, yes, that's what I've been predicting. They're going to have regional freakouts, regional control, to go, oh, look, the Army was out helping. Oh, look, nothing happened. They already have the Army doing drills all over the country. We played those newscasts, played them last week. So, again, it's all part of acclimating. You know, the troops are, yeah, we're on the street just for the flu or just to stop drunk drivers. It's all to get you comfortable. But then when you actually go to the Army drills, it's for gun confiscation.
Well, there's just two other quick points that I wanted to tell you that I asked her about. One, and she was surprised at both of them. One, I asked her whether Pennsylvania had a plan to deputize non-doctors to give the injections, and what was the definition, the legal definition of deputization. And she, her and I parried back and forth. She didn't really want to answer. And finally, what she said to me was, Pennsylvania will not deputize. Because I said, what are you going to deputize them as? Police officers, sheriffs, officers of the court? Will they be able to detain me?
Yeah, for those that don't know, a bunch of states have deputized doctors and other people to forcibly inject. That's under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. That's all admitted. And I don't believe her. Every state that we've looked at is deputizing emergency people. And it's absolutely hellish, but go ahead.
Well, I believe you, because she did not want to answer. And what it came down to after 5 minutes of her and I going back and forth and Mike having pressed the issue further and further at each retort, she said Pennsylvania wouldn't use the verbiage of deputize. What Pennsylvania would do would be to immunize those people so that they couldn't be sued. And I let that drop at that point.
Yeah, the word is give them immunity.
Yes.
Give them immunity indemnifies the word.
Indemnify.
Did she say indemnify?
No, she said immunity.
Well, she just didn't know how. Yes, immunity is the same thing as indemnity. Listen, I got to jump. Great, great point. Videotape those meetings. Put them up on YouTube yourself. Look, you're going to get nothing but lies and gobbledygook from local PR people. They go to central meetings. They're told what to say. They go out and then sell you a line of baloney. You can go directly to the executive orders. You can go directly to level 6 under the World Health Organization. You can go directly to the secret state of Texas document we released in April that was sent to us, was given to us by someone I know personally in city government. I'll just leave it at that, here in Austin. And it is total martial law, total forced inoculation, quarantines, lockdowns of cities. Now, I told people that in April, because I had the eyewitness reports and the documents. It wasn't hard. It's like reading the TV guide. People couldn't believe it. Now you've seen Fox, CNN, ABC, CBS, all saying martial law might be needed. The army may lock down cities and forcibly inoculate you. They're going to give immunity to locals that forcibly inject you. And now you see governors oppose DOD emergency powers. The Hill newspaper. Governors oppose the DOD emergency powers. National Guard takes over school and swine flu vaccine riot drill. Congressman, Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. Congressman Brown. Here's another one. Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel within the United States. Okay, this is the type of news that we have. This, we know they're built mass graves. We know they're ready. We don't know if they're going to do this in October, November, December. If we get enough word out that this is all hype, this flu is one of the weakest ever seen, and that this is all a cover story, as even Dick Armey's saying, they may back off.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil's
Devil in disguise. Well, not anymore. Obama, slick-talking, long-legged Mac Daddy in there getting the job done. A lot better than that little Mac Daddy, George W. Bush. Even slicker than Mr. Pimp Game himself, Bill Clinton.
Oh,
yeah. Look, let's ram in a bunch more of your calls and big news blitz coming up and some calls at the end of the show. But what is Obama going to do? 41% approval rating. I mean, this looks bad, folks. Never, no president before him in the last 100 years of scientific polling has had below a 45 8 months in. I mean, he is going to really have to stage a crisis or something. And I think that's going to be the flu. What do you think? I mean, it's now come out. Washington Post, Associated Press, Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, said they were staging fake terror alerts for elections to get their approval ratings up. This is the name of the game. Fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Washington Post, if you don't think Obama isn't going to stage some stuff, then you need to get your head checked, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Ryan in Washington State, you're on the air. Hey. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. God bless you for what you do. You woke me up 9 months ago. I just have a comment and a question. To everybody out there posting up the posters, do not back down. I mean, these Obamazoids, yes, they're crazy. I mean, I've been spit on, ripped down right in front of my face, you know, and be informed with the facts because I've gotten into conversations with them. And I think I've opened up a couple of their minds.
Yeah, I would neutralize them. I would say, I don't like Bush. I don't like Bush. I don't like Bush. And if you say that, they'll go, cannot compute, like Robbie the Robot. They go to YouTube, Robbie the Robot cannot compute with the smoke. Cannot compute. And left, right paradigm. It's like, you know, the smoke comes out the ears. Try to explain to them, let me guess, that's what you've been doing. But some won't listen, will they? It's more like, especially white yuppies, they run up with this crazy look going, you're a white supremacist! You know, you're not allowed to talk about our God! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And they don't even know what fascism is. And I said, you're partaking in fascism right now by suppressing my criticism of the government. But anyways, the question was, Obama's approval ratings are going down, and I'm just wondering if they're just going to go straight into martial law and not stage a, you know, like a terrorist attack or something over in Iran or something to do with Russia, or is it going to be something else? I don't.
Well, the RAND Corporation says they want to start World War III with Russia and China to get us out of the New World Order. I mean, to get the New World Order out of this crisis they're in, into the New World Order. They also talk about continuing staging an economic crisis, but that wasn't working for them, so now they're trying to get us out of this with a new bubble of all this fiat currency. So who knows what they're going to do? All the forces are lined up for a giant staged flu pandemic where the feds will come in as saviors, clamp down, but then boost their approval ratings just because people will be happy to be alive at the end of it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I appreciate your call. In fact, let me just now go ahead and briefly get to this, then back to your calls. Here is the Hays County Press, the county south of Austin, the county paper. Freedom of hate speech. And this article has our Obama fascism poster on the front, our variant of it. We also have a socialist one you've seen on the news. And it says Infowars.com and Alex Jones are doing it, and the county needs to pass a law making it illegal because it's not illegal. And they found a few idiot citizens to go tell the paper that they think it's great to ban free speech and that there needs to be a law. Now, if you go read the comments, though, on the 50, 60, 70, 100, it's more than 50 articles I've seen. I'll always look at the comments, and 9 out of 10 or more say free speech. It was okay to put up posters of Bush as a monkey, or Bush as a vampire, or Bush as the Joker. Remember, I mean, in Austin, Texas, those were every other car. Why is there such a freak out over Obama? Because he is the New World Order's golden boy. He is the guy they're counting on getting it all done for him. He was the guy that was slick, the guy that looks like a movie star, that can read right off the teleprompter, you know, better than an Academy Award-winning actor. But it doesn't matter. The substance isn't there. I mean, Ron Paul's not that good of a speaker, but people love him because the information is true. The issue is, then the Washington Post comes out and defends the posters and defends people having them, because they're even taking them off the web. Yahoo, Facebook, Flickr, they're banning them, saying they're racist and evil. They've banned our videos on YouTube with the posters saying racism. You can't show Obama as a criminal. You can't show him with horns on his head. You can't show him as a devil. You can't show him as a joker, because he's above that. He's your new god. It's a hate crime, as the local paper says. Now, here is Tyler up in Northeast Texas freaking out over it. And I played phone tag with the reporter. I gave him quotes. Those aren't in the story. And they just reported ominously, like the police are out investigating and, you know, they're going to. Well, here it is.
Posters depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas yesterday. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site for a syndicated radio talk show host who offered $1,000 to the person who puts up the most Obama Joker posters. Some believe the presidential jab is hardly a joke. Tyler police took photos and collected some of the posters as evidence.
Oh, my gosh. The person on light poles taped them up. And I don't have time to play them. We posted them on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, where they are calling for my arrest. I'm a racist. You know, they asked the guy on international Spanish TV all over North America. They asked him, why do you think they put him up? And they said, they need to arrest the person that had the idea for this contest. He doesn't like brown people. My wife speaks Spanish. I had to drag her over to the computer and say, what's he saying? I mean, this is craziness. And so it's backfiring, though. People are going, wait a minute, you can't put a poster up? And, again, in Hays County, south of where I live, they're saying, well, we don't have a law against it, but we're trying to pass one right now. I mean, this is so un-American. This is shameful. What is their problem? You know, if you live in Hays County or any of these places, Miami, San Francisco, where they're calling for the banning of this, you ought to go to city council, even if you disagree with me criticizing Obama, and say, look, it's the First Amendment. If we ban people criticizing him, it's over. And everybody sees through this. That's why, I'd say 9 out of 10 see through this. That's why the Washington Post and Sydney Morning Herald and all these big papers are coming out and saying, leave it alone. Don't pull them down. So I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of videos sent to me, of people putting them up in San Antonio. People come over, rip them down, get in people's face. And they go, you will respect our president. Well, he doesn't respect the Bill of Rights or Constitution. He's a liar. He's a fake. And people are upset by this Joker image because it cuts through to who he really is. A criminal. A New World Order pimp. A liar. This poster only tells people what they already know inside their gut. All right, I'm going to rampage through your calls on the other side. Each caller gets 1 minute. Then I'm going to hit the news. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, we're living the dream. 1776, part two. Standing up as free humanity, cutting through all the corporate lies and fraud, getting down to reality, Bill of Rights, Constitution, a libertarian, free society, reaching for the stars, not a bunch of pot-bellied bureaucrats ruling over us. I want to say great job to the crew before I go back to your calls. Paul Hartman in there, Bob, and I see out there getting ready, Jaron Neihart over at the local affiliate, making sure all goes well with that before we take the training wheels off. And then we've also got good old Jason Burmis coming up with a detailed new breaking news on the flu. Continuity of government. This is their shadow government excuse to debut the NORTHCOM Homeland Security System. That, oh, the Army just rules our lives. That is coming up. He'll have 3 hours after us for all the phone calls, all the people that want to get on the show today. I do want to put a plug in. While it's still legal and lawful, you know, they're saying it's evil, you need to be arrested. If you criticize the president, you better not put up a poster saying he's bad. We've made our own iconic versions of the Obama Joker that really gets the establishment, well, their panties in a wad. And we have them all available at Infowars.com via the secure online shopping cart, the Obama image. And we have it with In the Fed on the back, Stop the Criminal on the back, just Infowars.com on the back. We have black T-shirts and white T-shirts, 8 different variants of the shirts at Infowars.com. And, of course, the free flyers are also linked there on the page. You can get them and print copies off and give them out to folks. Or you can give in to the Soviets and let all the freedom basically end. I guess we could have the chilling effect work and, you know, believe the Hayes County Free Press and all the other TV and radio stations saying it's hate speech and should be illegal. I mean, I guess you could just let America end, or you can go to the site and get my film, The Obama Deception, showing what a fraud this guy is. You can also call toll free to get the T-shirts and the books and the films like The Obama Deception, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com. As I said, you can also write to us, Infowars, P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. That's P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, quickly, because I want to get to this other, but I also want to hear from you. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just had a quick question for you today. I recently spoke at a town hall meeting for my congressman last week, and it was a very big privilege to do so.
You have
and
done
I
well,
now have a one-on-one meeting with him coming up on Tuesday. I do want to bring up the FEMA camps, the HR 645, Rex 84. I want to bring up all these things. I just wanted to ask you first to see exactly what do you think I should be doing here. You know what I mean? Just so I can get as much information as I can out of this guy.
Well, I would be confident. So many of us are apologetic when we speak out. I mean, it's almost like relationship books. I haven't read them, but I've heard the talk show host with him. I was on ManCal last week, and he had a relationship guy on while I was on hold about how to be confident when you pick a woman up, but, like, really confident, not trying to be confident. You need to be confident when you're it's just like that. You want to be confident and very serious and lock eyes on and say, listen, Congressman, I know you're a very busy person. I brought you a folder of documentation. I'm about to give you a synopsis in this briefing. But in this folder, you will find the proof of everything I'm saying. And I would give him the Hill newspapers. Governors oppose DOD emergency powers. They oppose 400,000. Sorry, go ahead.
I said it's all printed. Everything's ready. There's no problem there.
Then that's it. I would just shake their hand, look them in the eye, and say, look, you live here too. Your family lives here too. You know this country's going into tyranny. And you know it's wrong. And so we need you to step up and understand what's happening and not go along with this tyranny. And then that's all you can do.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for your help.
Good to hear from you, John. Appreciate it. Dan in Colorado. Dan, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Thank you very much for taking the call. Quick question to you, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners would like to hear your response. If you would, please, could you confirm or dispel the rumor that's been circulating about an upcoming bank holiday?
You know, a lot of people like to put dates on things, and there's every month or so people say there's a bank holiday. I did confirm that 2 months ago, or almost 2 months ago, that major embassies around the world were told, don't just have dollars. At least two-thirds of your currency reserves, have it in your local currency or euros or gold. And then the embassies were told because there may be a dollar devaluation in the fall or winter. We do see a lot of big banks going under, several big ones last week. We know this $23.7 trillion that's starting to hit the streets is going to cause a dollar devaluation. Now, will that bubble pop in a month or 2 years from now? Or will they somehow Svengali it into a new bubble? I don't know. The point is, it's like the establishment is running around with a sparkling torch with embers dropping off of it in a fireworks factory with black powder all over the ground. So when is the factory going to blow up? I don't know. But they're running around with burning torches inside a fireworks factory. So your guess is as good as mine.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Dan in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. That was Dan. Okay. Still on the screen. Philip in Canada. Go ahead, Philip.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and now I'm living in Canada as an artist. So I'm spreading the word around up here and telling everyone about the Fed, H1N1, and pretty much everything that you've been talking about. But they all kind of come to one question, which is, what's going to happen in Canada?
Exact same bull. All over the Western world, it's the same bureaucracies, the same names, the same groups, the same global corporate takeover. And of course, it's admitted it's a world government run by a select few corporations. But for anybody that won't even go research that, it's the same program, the same names. It's all a global corporate parasite that sits on top of the nation states, wrecking them. Because by wrecking things, they can have their corporate takeovers. And then people say, well, let us live under corporations. These are eugenicist, control freak Nazis. So you don't want to live under their world government because it's an authoritarian hell system.
I guess more specifically about the swine flu, do you think they're going to use that to push through the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America?
Yes, as the SPP meetings in Banff, Canada reported, that are in my film Endgame of 2 years ago, they said we'll use crises, economic crises, biological crises like the flu, terrorist crises to bring in the North American Union, yes.
Okay, because I haven't seen anything like the FEMA camps up here, and I was wondering, you know, are they...
Sir, under the Canadian, and I appreciate your call, under the Canadian top-off drills and NLE drills that they took part in, national-level exercise, your sports stadium is the FEMA camp. The local prison that's half empty is the FEMA camp. Okay, the FEMA camps are all... I mean, they have a FEMA camp in Taylor, Texas, north of me. They admit is for political dissidents. Yeah, there's FEMA's website. Foreign governments, 14 nations. Man, I tell you, they're getting fast on the computer in there. Hartman's in there running the TV show, radio show, and putting images up as fast as I can say them. Like an octopus in there. His new nickname is going to be Octoman. Aquaman summoned three giant whales and a huge octopus. Here he comes, Paul Hartman, the Octoman, incredible board op, video producer, and web librarian, and his little helper, the cuttlefish, Burmese. Burmese is not laughing at my joke out there. It's very funny, isn't it? I'm looking at them out the window. I got a huge headache now, folks. I got to go work on the film all night, and I'm officially burnt out. But I can't just have this film be cruddy. I got to have it just as good or better than the Obama deception. And the problem is I've got too much evidence, too much New World Order, too much evil to expose. I can't put it all in the film. It's ridiculous. All right, that's it for calls. But Philip, Ronnie, Bobby, Roland, and others, you can hold for the Burmese Python. Coming up, he's going to do 3 hours after us, but I've got a final segment coming up where I want to get into some of Larry Flint's letter and a few other pieces of info straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
the Obama deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Final segment, countdown for me to a whole bunch of hard work. Doing the radio is fun. Making films when you're getting down to the wire is grueling, but it's going to be one hell of a documentary. And I tell you, we will sell no wine until it's time, as the immortal Orson Welles would say. Okay, I'm not going to have time to read this whole thing, but I'm going to try to read some of it. It's Common Sense 2009, Huffington Post. We got it up on Infowars.com. And I will tell you who woke this guy up. And I don't agree with everything he does or says, but he reaches a lot of people and was a big Democratic Party operative, and that's Larry Flint. The American government, which was once called our government, has been taken over by Wall Street, the mega corporations, and the super rich. Yes, Mr. Flynn, it's called the New World Order, but he says that later. That's what's incredible. They are the ones who decide our fate. It is this group of powerful elites, people which President Franklin D. Roosevelt called economic royalists, who choose our elected officials, indeed our very form of government. Both Democrat and Republicans dance to the tune of their corporate masters. In America, corporations do not control the government. In America, corporations are the government. Yeah, global governance is run by private corporations. This was never more obvious than with the Wall Street bailout, whereby the very corporations that caused the collapse of our economy were rewarded with taxpayer dollars. So arrogant, so smug were they that without a moment's hesitation, they took our money, yours and mine, to pay their executives multi-million dollar bonuses. Yeah, 23.7 trillion, Larry. Something they continue doing to this very day. They have no shame. They don't care what you think about them. Henry Kissinger refers to us as useless eaters. And again, I happen to know the editor of Hustler, and they, I'm going to try to get him on. Because I just, it's interesting that Larry Flint, of all people, is a fan. And now talking about eugenics, the article goes into that. This is, I mean, this is wild, folks. This is a big supporter of the Democratic Party. I mean, an icon out there. But you say we have elected a candidate of change, to which I respond, do these words of President Obama sound like change? A culture of responsibility, irresponsibility took root from Wall Street to Washington to Main Street. There it is, right there. We are Main Street. We must accept, according to our president, share the blame. He went on to say, a regulatory regime basically created in the wake of the 20th century economic crisis, the Great Depression, was overwhelmed by the speed, scope, and sophistication of a 21st century global economy. Flint goes on to say, this is nonsense. The reason Wall Street was able to game the system the way it did, knowing that they would become rich at the expense of the American people, oh yes, they most certainly knew that, was because the financial elite had bribed our legislators to roll back the protections enacted after the stock market crash of 1929. And that's exactly what happened. And he goes into how Republicans and Democrats were part of it, how Bill Clinton's the one that got rid of it, and Bush went along with it, and then Obama comes in and blames the American people. Congress gutted the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated commercial lending banks from investment banks, and passed the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which allowed self-regulation with no oversight. The Securities and Exchange Commission subsequently revisited and revised its rules to allow for even less oversight. And we've all seen how well that worked out. To date, no serious legislation has been offered by the Obama administration to correct these problems. Instead, Obama wants to increase the oversight and power of the Federal Reserve, never mind that it already had significant oversight and power before our most recent economic meltdown, yet failed to take action. Well, yeah, because it's a holding company for the very same banks that did it. Never mind that the Fed is not a government agency, but a cartel of private bankers that cannot be held accountable by Washington. Whatever the Fed does with these supposed new oversight powers will be behind closed doors. Mr. Flint, it's a new bank of the world, so they can run the whole planet and run these scams. Obama's failure to act sends one message loud and clear. He cannot stand up to the powerful Wall Street interests that supplied the bulk of his campaign money for the 2008 election, nor, for that matter, can Congress for much the same reason. Consider what multi-billionaire banker David Rockefeller wrote in his 2002 memoirs. We cover this in Truth Rising. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Just like you're proud of funding Hitler, huh? Read Rockefeller's words again. He actually admits to working against the best interest of the United States. And Larry Flint's article is now making big headlines around the country. And he goes on. I haven't even read half of it. Need more? Here's what Rockefeller said in 94 at a UN dinner. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. They're gaming us. Our country has been stolen from us. Journalist Matt Taibbi, writing in Rolling Stone, notes that esteemed economist John Kenneth Galbraith laid the 1929 crash at the feet of the banking giant Goldman Sachs. Taibbi goes on to say that Goldman Sachs has been behind every other major economic downturn as well, including the most recent one. As if that wasn't enough, Goldman Sachs even had a hand in pushing gas prices up to past $4 a gallon. The problem with the bankers is longstanding. Here's what one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, had to say about them. Before I read the Thomas Jefferson quote, I want to read the Taibbi quote. This Matt Taibbi guy wrote a book attacking me and others about the New World Order a few years ago. And then now acts like he's the leader of us, but kind of whitewashes it. So he's kind of like the Glenn Beck of the left. Watch out for him. The problem with bankers is longstanding. Here's what one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, had to say about him. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And then it goes on. We all know that the first American Revolution officially began in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence. Less well known is the single strongest motivating factor for revolution was the colonists' attempt to free themselves from the Bank of England. But how many of you know that the Second Revolution, referred to by historians as the Shays Rebellion, it took place in 1886 to 1887, and once again, the banks were the cause, because they make up fiat money and buy everything up and send mercenaries they hire to throw you out of your house, continuing with what he has to say. This time, they were putting the screws to America's farmers. Daniel Shays was the farmer in western Massachusetts. Like many other farmers of the day, he was being driven into bankruptcy by the bankers' predatory lending practices. Sounds familiar? Rallying other farmers to his side, Shays led his rebels in an attack on the courts and the local armory. The rebellion itself failed, but the message had been sent. The bankers and the politicians who supported them ultimately backed off. As Thomas Jefferson famously quipped in regard to the insurrection, a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that's the same thing happened at the Alamo. They killed those 186 people, but out of that came the victory for the state and the freedom we enjoy today over that despotism Mexico. And they could smash me flatter than a pancake. It only makes us rise up like a phoenix 1,000 times stronger. And that's why they're now asking their minions not to pull down our Obama posters nationwide. Because it's blowing up in their face. That's why I'm not worried. My children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, your children are what matters to me. I understand posterity. I understand life is but a twinkling of an eye. And it's our species and our people and ideas and values that have true value. And that we'll do anything to protect those. That's why we cannot lose. All their NORTHCOM, the army massed against us, the troops are waking up. The number one support they give is for Ron Paul. The police are waking up. We don't have to be at each other's throats. These offshore bankers have almost got full control. They've almost fully bankrupted us by design so they can pose as the saviors. We've got to stand up and say no to them. We can stand up and be heard. We can stand up and go past black, white, liberal, conservative, Hispanic, Asian, white, whatever, Catholic, Protestant. We can come together, doesn't matter what religion, what creed, and say we want liberty, we want freedom, we don't want foreign offshore banks creating tens of trillions in fiat, made-up currency to buy off the planet and bankrupt us. Because the fiat money they create, we've got to pay them for the right to use it. You understand that? We have to pay them for the money that we gave them. We become their slaves in payment to make them king. The article goes on. Just go to Infowars.com. Huffington Post, it's up there as well. Very important, as the Huffington Post is forced to attack their god, Barack H. Obama. Great job, crew. Jason Berman's coming up for 3 hours, and we'll re-air this show back to back until I'm live at 11 a.m. tomorrow Central. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.